Good morning, everybody. We are in the middle of talking about the seven things that you need in order to trust in someone. So we already spoke about that person needs to be loving. That person cannot be distracted or forget that you are relying on him. That person has to be strong, meaning that he's able to do what you rely. He has to be smart enough to know what's good for you and what's bad. He has to have always been there from the beginning of time till the end. Now we're up to the sixth one. The sixth one is that he is the only trustee. Built upon three. Number three was the fact that he was strong, that he could accomplish what you want him to do. Not only that, he could be the only one that could accomplish what you want to do. Right? As the Chovas Lovas, right? Shia inyan abateach kulei maser biyadei. Lo yuchal adam lazikul la'ilai. That no one else could hurt you or do you good. V'loi lintchez nezek me'alev zulase. No one else could really touch you. It's kind of like I mentioned this morning after the pre-shachas here. You know when you want 10 bucks, right? Sometimes you ask your mom says no, and then who do you go to? You go to dad, right? You go to the next person or you go to grandma. So you have many different people that you could rely on to get you what you want. It's not like that with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? With Bitachon, you have to realize that you need that 100% trust in one person. Because if I could trust in my mom and then my dad, and then I don't have 100% trust in either one of them, you have, 50-50, or depending on how many people you ask for 10 bucks. But with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have to realize, if we really want to find it in our heart so that we can live a life that is calm and stress-free and be able to have the influence that we want to have in our life to get what we want, we have to realize that it's 100% from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He gives an example here, ke'eved ha'asur, like a person who's locked up in a dungeon. And it's important to have comparisons, because if there's no comparisons, then it's really hard to kind of grasp what he's talking about. So you imagine someone in solitary confinement, you see in the movies, right? What do they slip the guy the food? Through that little like crack in the door, that little slit, right? That's where you get the food from. The person in solitary confinement has complete and only trust in whoever guard is, putting the food through the crack, through the slot, right? And you imagine being that type of guy inside a solitary confinement where the only food you can rely on is through that hand that comes through once, two, three times a day. You realize that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Another reason why it's worth it to try to like start feeling these thoughts and these feelings that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one all and be all, is not only will it make us feel happy, but you'll get angry less, you'll hate people less, you'll resent people less, because you realize that everyone is just, they're just puppets, right? Hashem is the grand master puppeteer. Gelato, right? What's his name from Pinocchio? Something like that. There's an amazing Rashi, right? In a couple weeks parshas, when Yosef HaTzadik meets his brothers, and his brothers are terrified that he's going to, do something bad to them, right? Rashi writes, Yosef tells him, "Al tiro, ki hatachas alikimani. I'm under Hashem." He says, "Don't worry." Rashi writes something remarkable. He goes, Rashi writes, "Bitmia." Yosef was confused. "If I want to do bad to you, I wouldn't be able to. What's my proof?" He says, "Valei atam gulham chashavtam alai bra." Didn't you try to do something bad to me? You put me in a pit. You thought it was bad. His whole plan was for the good. So you tried to do something bad to me and you saw that it was actually the best thing that ever happened to us. Now I'm going to be a fool to think that I could do something bad to you? Doesn't make any sense. You hate people less. You'll get angry less. You'll be jealous less because HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Instead, you'll have compassion. You'll view people as instruments and not enemies, and you'll have gratitude to life's challenges because you realize they're all just opportunities from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shkoyach.
Shkoyach.